Tonight we are up to the 15th Mishnah in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Tonight's Mishnah has three teachings from Shammai. Shammai says, number one, Asei Teroscha Kva. Person has to make his Torah study Kva. Now there are two interpretations of exactly what the word Kva would mean. Rabbeinu Yonah takes the approach that what it means is primary, that a person's Torah study has to be primary, meaning, as he explains, person can't necessarily study all day long. They have to go out, they have to make a living, they have to support their family. So they have a few minutes to learn and they have a few minutes to work. You have to divide up your day. Which one is primary? Which one is being done to support which? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what Shammai is teaching. Asei Teroscha Kva. A person's Torah study has to be the primary part of his day. Of course I need to go to work, and of course I need to earn a living, I need to spend time with my family, doing all sorts of things, but all of that is for the few minutes a day that I have to study. That's my permanence, that's what roots my day, and what it is that I am focused on. And he quotes from the Avos Rabbi Nosson, he quotes from a very different source, that someone, Kol Ha'oise Teraso Iker, he who makes his Torah study primary, Malachto Tfeila, under his business, his work, secondary to that which he needs to do in order to study, Osin Oso Iker Lo'olam Haba, they will then make him primary in the world to come. As Rabbeinu Yonah explains, this particular teaching is not saying that he did anything wrong. Two people go up to heaven after 120 years, they didn't do anything wrong, they're both perfect tzaddikim, except one focus in his mind when he was learning that really was primary to him, and the other one wasn't. The one whose Torah study was primary, for him, he is made primary in the world to come for eternity, because he made his Torah study primary down here as well. Even though they both spent equivalent amount of times learning, equivalent amount of times working, and neither did anything wrong, but there's the attitude that one has and the perspective that one takes towards his Torah study, says Shammai, is what is primary. One has to make his Torah study kva. Another interpretation which Rashi offers is that the word kva doesn't necessarily mean primary, but it means established. Like one has to make his Torah study times established. But there need to be specific times a day when a person studies, as Rashi quotes the well-known statement of Koveya Itim Latar, that a person sets aside specific times a day to learn, and he knows this time is sanctified. This time is when I learn. It might not be a lot of time, but it's a specific amount of time, and that time is set. And the Gemara quotes that when a person gets up to heaven after 120 years, there are two various versions of the Gemara. One version has this as the very first question they ask us in heaven, and one version has it as the second question. So whichever version it is, it's a pretty important question. The question that we're going to be asked was, Koveya Itim LaTorah, did you set aside times of Torah study? That's going to be the first or second question that's going to be asked. What did you do when you were down? You had 120 years in this world. Did you set times of study? And Shammai says that's the first thing that he has to teach us. Asei Teras V'Kva. Make sure that your Torah study is primary and make sure that it is established with specific times, as in terms of giving it its significance and appropriate importance. The second teaching that he has is Emor Ma'at V'Asei Harbe. Say very little and do very much. Well-known edict, do much more than you say. And Rabbeinu Yonah quotes two interesting sources for where does Shammai get this idea of doing more than what it is that we say we're going to do. He says from Avraham, when Avraham hosted his three guests just a couple weeks ago that we read, beginning of Parshas Vayera, so Avram says to them, why don't you stay, and I'll give you a little bit of pas lechem, I'll give you a little bit of bread to eat. So they agree to stay, and what does he provide for them? So he runs and he gives them chema, v'chela, v'cholav, v'alav bakar, he gives them milk, and he gives them butter, and he runs for the calf, and he gives them fresh tongue. He gives them a whole meal when he told them, all I'm going to give you is a little bit of bread. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the sages understood from here that when you tell somebody you're going to do something, tell them a little bit, and make sure that you do then a lot. And he brings a second source that we learned it from the words of Hashem himself. Hashem says that when he's going to redeem us from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, he says, the nation that subjugates you, don anofi, I will judge them. And the Medrash, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, points out, he only uses two letters, done, I will judge them, when he talks about what Hashem will do, and what does he in fact do to them in those two simple letters of I will judge, done. So we know what happens in Mitzrayim, the whole spiel with the ten makos, and the various psukim. So the sages learn that. So you see from Hashem, he says, all of those I'll judge them. And then you see how much was accomplished from those simple two letters. Rabbeinu Yonah says, how much more so we have pages and pages and pages of prophecy from all the prophets from Yirmiyahu and others describing what will be in the final redemption when Hashem takes us out of this exile and brings us back to the land of exile, the land of Israel. If when he only said two words, two letters, I will judge that nation, done, and we see what happened in Mitzrayim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, how much more so what will we witness when Hashem in the final redemption brings us from the exile and returns us back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. But the basic teaching of Shammai, again, is say very little and make sure that one accomplishes a lot. And the third thing that Shammai teaches is, have a mekabelus kol ha'adam v'sever panim yafos. A person should greet everyone with a bright countenance, with a smile on one's face. As we all know from experience, there is nothing like being greeted by someone else, and you can tell that they are genuinely excited and happy to see you. There's a smile on their face. They care about you. They're happy that you're in their presence. And there's nothing like it. I don't have the words to describe what we've all experienced when you see somebody and you feel like a $1,000,000, that they're excited and happy to see you. And says Shammai, everybody has to be like them. Heavy Mekabalas Kolha, them. Every single person you see is another human being. And Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, is standing before you. When you greet them, you should greet them in a way that shows the honor that they have, that you have for them. And this is especially true in marriage, where there's in the humdrum of the everyday routine, you walk in the door, hi, hey, whatever, there's almost nothing there. And if a person takes this to heart in their internal family, with their kids, with their spouse, with their parents, where they're able to greet with such a smile and a countenance, the whole home changes when everybody feels that they're of value and they're greeted appropriately with a smile, and an entire community changes. That's the teaching of Shammai, the third of his three teachings. Make one's Torah study primary and make it set times. Do a lot, even though you may say a little. And number three, says Shammai, greet everybody with a bright countenance and a big smile on your face.